This is Weekend Edition on WNYC. Good morning, I'm David First. William Newman covers City Hall for the New York Times. His focus this week was on tracking an elusive creature, the city's top elected official. In an article this week, Newman argues that Bill de Blasio has become New York's vanishing mayor, and his visits to City Hall and interactions with commissioners have become much less frequent. William Newman joins us now to talk about his reporting. Welcome.
Hi, David.
So, William, you say that Mayor de Blasio has become fairly hard to spot at City Hall. According to your reporting, he's averaging just 10 visits per month there this year. He was only there 5 times in July. We know this mayor travels to national political events. We know he likes to go to the gym in Park Slope. But is it fair to call him a vanishing mayor?
Well, vanishing is fair when you look at the trend. There's a newsroom inside City Hall where a group of reporters who regularly cover the mayor have their desks. And so I'm in City Hall almost every day. And over the summer, I started to notice, wait a minute, the mayor's never around. And I said to myself, well, it's the summertime. Maybe he'll show up more, you know, when September rolls around. And he didn't notice. He wasn't noticeably more present then. And so I went and got all of his schedules, which show all of his meetings, and started to go through them. And when you look at the trend from year one to today, it's really marked the change. So in the first year, he was in City Hall 19 days a month on average. And, you know, there's average 20 work days a month. So he was there all the time, and frequently on weekends also the first year. And then last year, he was there 9 days a month, which is essentially 2 days a week. So it's clear that he has changed the way that he does his job. More and more, he's holding meetings at Gracie Mansion, which is where he lives. And that turns out to be incredibly inefficient because many of the people who he's meeting with are actually working in City Hall or in Lower Manhattan, and they have to schlep up to Gracie to meet with him. And when you talk to people in City Hall, people who work with him, people in city government, and elsewhere also, it actually does matter that the boss shows up. You know, it creates a certain kind of environment and focus. So, yes, I think it is fair.
Now, on the Brian Lehrer show yesterday, the mayor did mention the article.
I think it's a horribly inaccurate and unfair article.
He was not a fan of the piece. He also said this.
But the New York Times, with all due respect to them, which I have often felt pays more attention to elite concerns than neighborhood concerns, does not look at this from the perspective of all the time I spend out in communities and all the time I spend making decisions on a host of issues. But I do it through deputy mayors. That's the organizational structure we've come up with. I have 380,000 employees and a $90 billion annual operating budget.
You know, he says he's out there working on neighborhood concerns and that it is essential for him to delegate some of his responsibilities.
Of course, and that's important. And of course, all mayors have delegated. They use their deputy mayors to help them manage various agencies. But it's a question of degree. The mayor mentioned on Friday, for instance, the successes he's had in schools and with crime numbers.
I intensely focus on the areas that need the most hands-on focus. So I put a whole lot of time into police, into schools.
The two commissioners or agency heads that he meets with every single week are the police commissioner and the schools chancellor. So he does focus on that, and he does meet with the people who run those agencies, indicating the importance of having contact with your commissioners. But when you look at his schedules, one of the things that jumps out at you is the people who don't show up there. Many commissioners rarely meet with him. Joe Esposito, the OEM commissioner, and OEM is an important agency in a city like New York.
OEM, that's the Office of Emergency Management.
I hadn't met face-to-face, or one-on-one, rather, with the mayor in over 2.5 years before this issue came up this week where he was fired or maybe not fired or being pushed out. The other thing is, who does he meet with? And that's something that I didn't have a chance to mention in the article, but he meets with a very reduced number of close staff members who are mostly political people and communications people. So that says something about how he views his role. He views it as the politics of the job the communications part of the job rather than the managing the agency's part of it.
Mayor de Blasio says he likes to work at Gracie Mansion. There are fewer distractions for him there. And on the Brian Lehrer show yesterday, he really wanted to focus on outcomes.
Where is this focus on outcomes? City has more jobs than it's ever had. It's the safest it's ever been. The social fabric is stronger than it's been in a long time. The schools are getting better. The graduation rate is up. That's what the Times or any other journal should be starting with. Are we achieving the outcomes, not do I have my meeting in Brooklyn or do I have my meeting at City Hall or Gracie Mansion?
Okay, so what about that?
The article does point out that he has had important successes, things like pre-K in the first term. But it asks the question, and it's a question that people around the mayor are asking and people in city government, what's next? Where are the big ideas? What is the sort of motivating idea of his second term? And they feel like that's not there, and that one of the reasons for that is that he's got his eye on other things, including his national profile, national politics.
Well, you tweeted this week that the mayor was in Vermont last weekend with Bernie Sanders. He was in D.C. this week with Elizabeth Warren. Are the mayor's travels and his work habits and the telecommuting having an effect on his ability to govern?
That's the question. And there is a quote in the article from a city official, it says, it's a distraction for people who are trying to do the day-to-day business of government.
William Newman covers City Hall for the New York Times. William, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much, Lily.